Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, we're in Lent. We're a few weeks in. And we started off by talking about who is God. And our first challenge that first week of Lent was to find silence. Do our best to find silence so that we can, I suppose, go away from all the busyness of life so we can hear from God. Now, last week you weren't doing so well with that challenge. How did this week go?
Yeah, a bit better. A bit more focused, a bit more, okay, disciplined. I'm going to do this. And it's been very rewarding.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. And then last week we talked about the sticking points in our life, what stops us from going deeper with God. And there are a multitude of reasons, some that we shared.
Sometimes they change every week.
Yeah, that's true. We have a different reason. And our challenge for last week was to be honest with ourselves and to be honest with God. So really that self-examination of what is stopping us. Now this week, our focus moves from, I suppose, looking at us for a bit to now looking at God and or going back to him again and looking at the Father's heart, the heart that God has for us and trusting in him, in that heart, because you shared how for us to go deeper, we need to trust in him. And I was thinking about it. To trust is to be vulnerable.
Yes.
To put, yeah. To
perfect
put yourself,
word.
Yeah. To put yourself out there. But because that can be scary to trust in something, so we're saying trust in God, I think the focus is if we can focus on God's heart, then we can see who it is that we're trusting. This perfect Father, because our focus is on this perfect, wonderful Father who just loves us so much.
Yeah, and, you know, our trust opens up more when we recognize if I share with God my sin, if I share God with God my anger, if I share God whatever, he doesn't reject me ever.
Mm.
He listens. He might chuckle. He might frown because it's like, oh, my goodness, why did you think like that? Why did you act like that? But never rejects us.
Yeah, because you said, I wrote it down, imagine God our Father as this pure being who totally loves, totally gives, totally blesses, who makes the correct and right decisions. And, you know, there's so much more.
That's right. There was a tiny smidgen of who God is.
Describe. But if we can focus on the heart that God has for us, this loving heart of God, then it can be easier to take that step of trusting in him and going deeper because that's who we're trusting in, this amazing heart that is just so pure.
Yeah. Well, in the relationship, God is 100% love on for us, totally pure, totally there for us. We're the ones that got to make the step to go deeper into him because he's just ready and waiting. And so that trust aspect, that surrender aspect is all on our side and he gives us the free choice and he allows every day, do you choose me? Because he totally chooses us every second of every day. To go deeper to, I guess, have a good Lenten journey, then we need to maybe, even if it's minute steps, it doesn't matter how big the steps, let's trust in him and surrender more to him, open ourselves up more to him.
And you shared this week particularly that we see the Father's heart through seeing Jesus' heart.
Yes.
Because the Father abides in him and the way that we can see that is one of the examples you gave was the way that Jesus treated the children who came to him. Yeah. He just with open arms.
Well, I've always had a picture of Jesus is seated down and all these children clamoring over him. You know, my turn. Yep. Can I touch him? Can I sit beside him? Can I, you know, because that's what children do. Mm. And Jesus would have just loved it. Gone, wait there, patient. Your turn is next. Come on, sit here. Mm. There's enough room here. Come.
Mm.
And that's just how he does for us.
Mm. I imagine he must have been just so compelling. So the children just were drawn.
Yeah, because they have these innocent hearts.
Yeah. But because of the way Jesus treated the children, which was by loving them, and I think something important that you said was by listening to them.
Yeah.
We so often, sometimes when we're chatting away, we just want to be listened to, don't we?
Yes.
Like we want to share our story and what's going on. So showing, by listening, we can be showing love, and God is always ready to listen to us.
Yeah.
This wonderful heart. And then also you shared how the way Jesus treated women, and then also the way I thought of how Jesus would have just treated, or as we saw him do, the tax collectors and
everybody,
the label of
woman
sinners.
Was just an example. Yeah. It was anyone who was ostracized or put down or whatever. Jesus never just did.
There.
Never did.
And that shows us God's heart, this heart that he had. And then this, take the step further by just not those actions. We then think, God's heart for us was so much that he did send his son. What an amazing
sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
Love.
To do. I can't imagine doing that.
No.
Like, I wouldn't be able to, but God did. And then I loved how you shared the story of Joseph and his brothers, and how this 11th child, the youngest in the family, gets, did you say sold off, was it?
Yeah, they were going to kill him, but they sold him.
Always imagine, I think from like children's Bibles, didn't they like put him in a hole?
Yes, that's the picture.
Like that's the picture that I have. They put him in a hole.
They sold him to a camel train.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know what I mean? That's the picture in the Bible anyway.
Because, you know, like different children's Bibles have the different pictures in them. So that's what I always remember. But just the story of reconciliation, I think it was so powerful. And that Joseph... he had the opportunity
to be mean.
Yeah, to say
that. To get his revenge.
That's right. And how often, if we think of our own lives.
Do we do that?
Oh, yeah. You know, like.
I'm going to get them back.
Yeah.
You wait and see.
That's right. And he doesn't. Instead, he gives to them.
Yeah. And he gives them food and it's life for their body, but he gave them forgiveness, which was life for their soul.
Mm, mm. And I think the word that kind of jumped out at me that I think we can all relate to is jealousy.
Mm.
Because, like you talked about how the brothers plotted to kill their youngest brother, Joseph, but, you know, in the end they sold him. Now, many of us haven't done that, but many of us do know the experience of jealousy, of wanting something from someone else, from thinking, oh, they always get.
Could be a family member, could be anybody else.
A friend, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
But that, so we can relate to that. So if we're the person who has been wronged, or we're the person who does the wrong, like the powerful gift of forgiveness can change the course and direction of your life.
Your life and the other people's lives.
Yeah, by giving it and receiving it.
Yep.
So I think it was a really powerful story. And then we go the step further of knowing, well, that's what Jesus has done for us.
Reconciled us to the Father.
Mm, mm. So it made me think about, if we're going to make it personal, so who are the people in my life that I right now maybe need to be reconciled to?
And it could be a deep set thing that's happened, or it could just be a day-to-day thing. It could be, you know, I got narky with my husband this morning. I really need to go and reconcile with him and say sorry for my angry words because I was frustrated or didn't get a good night's sleep or whatever it was.
Mm.
Or maybe it's the extra mile of ringing up your mum and dad and saying, can we have a chat?
Mm.
You know, hey, I didn't treat you well when I was a teenager. Would you forgive me?
Mm.
It can be big things, it can be little things. It doesn't matter. But God does want us to reconcile. And, you know, like sometimes though we're in families and it's like, whoa, how do I bring that out in the open? Ask God to bring the circumstance in a gentle way up or something, yeah, so you, that reconciliation can occur.
Mm.
You desire, if you have the desire in your heart, you're already halfway there. Let God work in the situation. You know, what if someone's died and you really, well, then take it to God and say, Lord, I want to reconcile with this person. I want to, you know, ask their forgiveness, even though now they're dead, I can't, or I don't know where they live anymore.
Mm.
God can deal with that.
Mm. Mm.
And we do have the gift of reconciliation in the Catholic Church, which is another extra grace. That's what I see. It's a grace that God gives to us, a blessing.
Mm.
Let alone the prayers that the priest or the pastor gives to you. But it's a way of trying to restore, renew, show God our heart that we want things fixed up.
Mm. And, I mean, Lent is the perfect time to do this, as we recognise us as sinners and God's grace upon us. It's the perfect time to take that next step of forgiving others as we know God's forgiven us.
It's sometimes I feel like it's you do that bit, then something else works in your life, something else opens up, you surrender more, you love more, like a cycle, or you know, it's like dominoes.
Yeah,
you know, the dominoes that stand up and you click one and then they all fall down.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing, because the enemy wants us bound and stuck in our ways and stuck in unforgiveness and stuck in whatever, whereas God doesn't. He wants to unbind us.
Mm.
He wants to restore us. He wants to heal us. Mm. He wants us to be renewed and move on.
Mm.
And this is one way of doing it.
Mm. And what's come to mind now as I'm thinking is that it's the step in us going deeper with God. And as you were sharing then, I was thinking, there may be some things in our lives God can't do yet because
we're not ready, maybe, or something first.
Or because we haven't forgiven, like, or because we haven't done something first yet, God can't open us up to the next things of our lives and what He wants to do in us, or for us to go deeper with Him until we take that step.
Yep.
Until we step out and offer forgiveness. So the weekly challenge this week is to reconcile with God or someone in your life who you know you need to reconcile with. And I think for many of us, that will actually come quite quickly in our minds. Particularly if it's been a long, like,
Pestering. Pestering. It is pester, but a festering sore.
Yeah. And I think what you said there is right, that if you don't know how to do it, to ask God for the grace to have the right words
or and
for
the circumstance,
to arise. So we hope that you're still doing your best to find some times of silence so that you can hear from God, that you're being honest with yourselves as well as God, and that this week you can reconcile with someone or take that step, ask God to grace you with the words and the opportunity to reconcile. And if you have the opportunity this week, why don't you go to reconciliation and that beautiful sacrament where God can grace you and forgive you. So we pray that you continue to have a great Lent, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Have a great week, everyone.